For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. They have finished their final exams and are free to leave, but nearly a dozen future teachers stay after class at the College of Charleston to reflect on a year of challenge in their chosen profession. Their professor is Dr. Ann Gutshaw.
You know, it's a really interesting climate. I suspect that many School of Education and teacher preparation programs are having some tough conversations.
Professor Gutshaw teaches psychology courses in the school's teacher education program. Before that, she was a school psychologist.
One of my first years as a school psychologist was Columbine, and it sometimes literally brings me to my knees that we are still having this conversation.
Nearly 20 years later, she witnessed again with students yet another school massacre, this time in Parkland, Florida. Her students say they were stunned. There was little or no talk about it on campus. Catherine Long is a physical education major.
We have to keep talking about it and try to fix a problem instead of just brushing it off like, oh, it happened again.
The kids in Parkland said enough is enough. They turned their moment into a movement, organizing school walkouts across the nation, calling for stricter gun laws. The White House responded, promising better background checks and mental health services. There's also been talk of deterrence, like hardening schools with more security, and even armed teachers. Brianna King is not so sure about teachers carrying guns. She hopes to teach first grade. She's also a mom.
I don't think it's necessary, and it just makes me sick to my stomach that that's what we've come to.
Rebecca Lyons wants to teach second grade and one day serve as an education secretary. She says she's grown up with guns.
I personally would not feel comfortable having a gun on me as a teacher or in the classroom at all, but I also want to point out that I do support Second Amendment rights.
Beck Leonard wants to teach and coach football.
We're trying to take guns out of school, out of these kids' hands, and yet we're going to put more in the school. I don't know how that makes sense.
Bailey Poe is majoring in elementary education.
Most of the people that have come in to shoot are kids, and I don't think I could ever pull the trigger on a kid.
All of these future teachers are conflicted. They say educators should be caregivers, not prison wardens. Yet they're worried about the safety of our nation's students. They say something has to be done. Here's Catherine Long again.
I think it starts with the children and realizing when we need to help the children more.
Their suggestion? Soften schools. Build tight-knit communities where kids don't feel estranged. Do focus on mental health and provide better services. Perhaps catch a kid who's slipping through the cracks. But they're also realistic. John Horho is going into the Army when he graduates. He hopes to teach after he serves.
We need to educate our students on what to do in those situations. I think we're past the point where anybody can act like this isn't going to happen. Educate on the fact that a textbook can block or slow down a bullet in a situation, so turn your backpack around and cover up your vital organs.
These teachers in training aren't concerned about their own safety, although some admit their parents are. They say they worry about low pay, ballooning student loans, tightly controlled curriculums, and cuts to classes like physical education. Still, they want nothing more than to teach, despite the challenges. Here's Annie Grace Whitfield.
There's not many things that could deter me from being a teacher, I think. From the first time I spent time with kids with disabilities, I knew that was what I was born to do.
They're passionate and optimistic.
There are a lot of bad things going on in the world of education, but I think everybody in this room can say that they still believe they can make a change.
They just want to teach in schools where children are safe. For more on the story, go to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.